Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and these are the Power Hours. So, welcome aboard. Glad you're with us. And we're joined tonight, of course, by my lady, my love, my partner. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing really well.
So Robin is with us, and we've also got Shira and Vega with us tonight. We're going to be doing a dark moon ritual.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey. So, before the show started, we were in the queue in the screening room talking, and seems like we got very similar weather going on right now. Not too cold, it's cold enough, but it's for November. I mean, good grief, we've had snow on the ground by this time, so yeah, really got not that much to complain about.
No, we do not.
You know, all things considered, I mean, we had our first real hard frost. It was only Monday, I think. Was there a hard frost while I was traveling, Robin?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Was there any kind of frost like we had Monday morning? Was there anything like that while I was traveling in October?
We did have frost this morning when I woke up.
Yeah, well, we had frost on Monday, so, you know, yesterday morning. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we really don't have that much to complain about. I mean, considering it's November and we're not already fighting snow, I'll take it.
Yep. I have to apologize. I'm having a little trouble hearing you guys this evening. I'm not sure what's going on with my phone. The volume is dropping
right
now.
You want to check the phone and call back in?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to try and call back in.
Okay, we'll talk about the weather and stuff.
Okay, all righty.
We can talk about a little bit about what is the dark moon ritual we're going to do tonight. And, you know, we try to do these about once a quarter. And what have been some of your impressions? I think we've done, Shira, you've been with us for a couple of these now. This will be our third one, I think, as a group. What are your thoughts on dark moon rituals going into it and that sort of thing?
Well, they're interesting because they're a little bit different than doing your full moon type of thing, because you're kind of going more inside and doing internal work when you're doing the dark moon ritual. So it gives a little different spin at what you see at the temple, the colors, the meanings, things that come out of it. They're all a bit different. And they're all kind of inner reflective work. So I find that.
And this is a particularly good time of year, right after Samhain, to start looking at doing internal work.
Yeah, when you're going into the dark half of the year.
Yeah, it's time for introspection. So, Vega, what have been, you know, some of your impressions? What do you think of when you're thinking about dark moon rituals?
Well, it's the same. It's that moving within, and lately I've been sort of hitting a lot of runes and some cards that are introspective, indicating unfinished business. So it's going to be an interesting night for me.
All right. And Robin, I see you are back with us.
Yes.
And is the sound better now from your side, or are things going
better?
Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit.
Okay. While you were working on technical stuff, we were talking about dark moon rituals in general. And I know you've got a few things to say about this.
Well, yeah, I think that dark moons are essential for personal growth. And I think that our first responsibility when we're on our path is to evaluate who we are at regular intervals and check in with ourselves. First law of the craft is know thyself. And if you don't take time to go within and look and see where you're at, and you know, take some stock on where you need to go and constantly be evaluating and seeing who you are not really practicing the craft or your spiritual practice. It is imperative. So I think that all too often dark moons get overlooked as things that people don't really need to do.
Yeah.
And even if you're part of a group or a coven, oftentimes they won't do dark moons. But you should be doing them as a solitary practice in the very least. So that was really why we decided to do these once a quarter, was we really felt that people needed an incentive and an example, because a lot of people have never done a dark moon ritual, didn't know what they are supposed to be. And I know I always get something out of it every time. It always gives me a clue as to, geez, you know, I need to look over here, or I need to stop doing that particular habit, or what do I need to do to make improvement?
Right. And sometimes it's a way of gauging how, you know, how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not all bad news.
Right.
You know. Now, you were saying something about the first rule, know thyself. And, you know, I was going to comment on that as well. But when I teach the nine virtues, the first virtue is honesty. And that honesty extends to others, but first it has to start with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes back to that understanding and knowing ourselves. If we don't know who we are, we can't be better. You know, without knowing who we are to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, dark moon ritual at looking within. For some people, it can be scary, but I think that it is, like you said, it's a necessary introspection.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the spiral path, spiraling inward and spiraling outward. Well, we talk about it, but, you know, we're starting to do it. You know, in these rituals, we're starting to show people how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never done one before, welcome aboard. If you've been with us for these in the past, then you kind of have a little idea of what to expect, even though it's going to be different every time. With all of that said, I believe we're about ready to get this party started.
Yes, sir.
All righty. So, let's see. My lady?
Mm-hmm. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together in spirit to celebrate the dark moon.
Now focus and become aware of your crown chakra. See the petals of a thousand lotus petals. Beautiful indigo light spinning on the top of your head. And see those petals open and the light of the universe, the beautiful blue-white light, enter the crown of your head through that crown chakra. Feel that energy filling the top of your head and stopping at your third eye. And at your third eye, see the violet circle of light spinning and spinning. Feel the pressure of the light of the universe building behind it and feel it open. And the light of the universe fills your head completely, stopping at your throat. And at your throat chakra, see the ball of blue light spinning, spinning. Feel the pressure building behind it. Beautiful blue-white light of the universe. Building up and pushing, see the ball of blue light spinning until it opens. And feel the energy that it flows into your chest, stopping at your heart chakra. And at your heart, see a ball of green light. Beautiful green light spinning. See it spinning and feel the pressure building behind it. See the light spinning until it opens, and the beautiful blue-white light of the universe moves through your chest, stopping at your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, see the ball of yellow light spinning and spinning. Feel the pressure, all of that pressure of the blue-white light of the universe filling your head and chest. Pushing against your solar plexus, see the ball of yellow light spinning until it opens. And the light moves down into your body, stopping at your second chakra. And there you'll see an orange ball of light spinning and glowing and spinning, the pressure of the blue-white light of the universe, pressing against it until it opens. And the light fills your entire body, stopping at your root chakra, filling your entire torso. The blue-white light of the universe entering through your crown, moving through your head, filling your entire torso, chest, and abdomen. Feel the pressure. Feel it building. See the ball of red light as it spins at your root chakra. See the ball of light spinning. Feel the pressure building until it opens. And the light of the universe spills down into your legs, down into your feet and toes, out into your arms, into your hands and fingers. Feel the beautiful, cool, crisp, clean, blue-white light of the universe filling your entire body, hands and arms and feet and toes. Feel it filling you until it's almost too much. Then extend your hands out in front of you. And open your palm chakras and see the light of the universe spilling from your hands, projected across, connecting with all of the people in this circle, all across the globe, across time and space. Everyone listening to my voice, connected by a web of light. See that web and see all of the different colors of the light as it diffracts. See the prism. See the light as it surrounds and protects this place and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of our making, created by the we, who are connected tonight by the light of the universe, here, now, to honor our gods and goddesses at this dark moon.
You are comfortably warm. Your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility, safe, ready, protected, and reaching out towards your gods. Inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine,
we cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It knows no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
We cast you now, O ancient rune.
Powers of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your winds shower us in a wealth of creative energy. Bestow upon us your gift of communication and inspiration. Assist us in manifesting new ways of seeing ourselves and the world. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your flames burn away fears and negative patterns that hold us back from succeeding. Bestow upon us your gifts that will allow us to start anew and allow us to love deeply and without fear. Assist us in the growth of our spirit from the ashes of old cold fires. Reignite our passions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail.
Welcome.
Hail
welcome.
And welcome.
Powers of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your waves crash upon our shores and bring us the insight to find our true course to a life. Bestow upon us your gifts of flexible strength and bravery. Assist us in sharing your experiences to create a sea of wisdom. And help us find enlightenment. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and, welcome.
And welcome. Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night. May your dark caves and solid rocks remind us of a need to persevere and never give up ourselves. Bestow upon us your gifts of opportunity and the stamina to work hard, get our hands dirty, and find our personal path to healing and self-discovery. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and
welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, at this, your time of the season, we particularly ask for your guidance and your aid this night and at all times. Join us. Guide us in this ritual of introspection and appraisal. Be with us as we journey inward to see that which is holding us back from our truest potential. Oh, beloved ones, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
God, the King Stag, Father, Sage, and Child, comfort us in our distresses. Be with us this dark night and guide us as we face the greatest of our challenges. Lend us your strength as we journey to the underworld and challenge our shadows. Show us a clear path over the bridge to speak with the Mother. Give us the tools we need to face ourselves and our inner weaknesses and empower us to make the changes needed to rise to our highest potential. Join us, O God, as we turn to you on this sacred night, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail and welcome. O great goddess, mother of the darkness, goddess of the cauldron and keeper of secrets, we journey to you tonight to face our greatest challenge. Show us a clear path over the bridge to a place of introspection and inner honesty. Allow us to see our darkest shadows on this moonless night. Help us to see clearly that which is holding us back. Help us to find a way to rise to our highest potential. Join us, Grandmother of the Cauldron, as we turn to you this sacred night, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Tonight we celebrate the dark moon and we look within.
We will forge new paths together as we journey into the underworld and into our own inner world. We will look deep into the dark places inside ourselves and cleanse them with crystalline waters and sweep them clear and clean. We will see things we may not like about ourselves. We will be made aware of which actions, people, and behaviors we need to remove from our lives. I expect this to be a rather powerful journey this evening. Remember, you are not alone. The goddess is here with you to love you, to accept you, as you are now and as you move forward. Tonight, your high priest and priestess act in the stead of your gods as a conduit. We are here to listen, to support you, hold your hand, and even help dry your tears if that is what you need, without judgment or condemnation, for none of us is perfect. We each walk a blade edge in the darkness, balancing the dark and light inside. Think of tonight as a calibration of that darkness to make sure that you get a true read on it and it isn't getting out of check. Take the information you receive and use it to create positive change within you and thereby change your world and the world at large. Tonight, your High Priest Terry will guide us in a meditation. Tonight, we will journey to the underworld. We will seek to look within ourselves in total honesty. We will face fears and weaknesses. We will face our shadow selves.
Now breathe in. Breathe in fully and deeply. And let it out. Breathe in again another deep cleansing breath and let it out. Now find a comfortable position. Close your eyes and be still. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Hear your blood as it flows, the internal clock as it ticks, your heart as it beats. Hear and feel your rhythm. And as you listen, you have the sensation now that you are floating. Float and relax. Enjoy the moment. And as you relax, you float up through the ceiling, through the roof of the house where you are, out into space, into the universe. stars surrounding you in all directions. And then you feel yourself descending, and you become aware of your new surroundings. You are now in a circle of benches, seated. There's a fountain in the center. It is a fountain of beautiful, clear, crisp water, impossibly clear, impossibly crisp. Each droplet, as it trickles, seems to stand on its own, hovering slightly before it falls into the pool of the fountain. On one side, you now see a path. As it disappears into the trees, follow it. Look around. It is fall now. Colors of the trees. Beautiful oranges, yellows, reds. Intermixed with green of the pine trees. The air is crisp, not too cold. It is a magnificent, beautiful fall day. You can even smell the earthiness in the air. As you walk, you see a stone bridge crossing a creek. Step up onto the stone bridge and pause at the top. There's a wide rail. You lean across and look down into the water of the creek as it tumbles out of the hillside. You see it as it splashes and plays on the rocks. The mist of it sprays up into your face and you realize that the same impossibly clear, impossibly crisp, sweet tasting water of the fountain. Now, on the rail in front of you, visualize all of the burdens and trials that you are carrying. All of the things that are holding you back, your fears, your doubts, the burdens of your life, the troubles that you carry. See them all. Visualize them piled on the rail of the bridge. You may see them as packages tied up with ribbon. You may see them as a box of rocks or bricks. However you see them piling up, one on top of the other, in great piles. You may even see more burdens there than you realized you carried. But the goddess knows. And now, with a little chuckle, sweep them off into the water. Sweep them all off the rail, watching as they splash. See them as the goddess takes them away. Even surrounded by the clear, crisp water of the creek, and know that the goddess now takes them. And she will deal with them. At least for a time. You are now ready to enter the realm of the goddess, free of all of your burdens and open to her guidance. Now follow the path on across the stone bridge, entering the realm of the goddess. You follow the path as it curves around to the left. And you see that it goes straight toward the side of a hill. At the foot of the hill, you see a door. The door is slightly ajar. You step up to the door. You open it. And you enter.
You'll notice that the cave within is dimly lit, as if the walls themselves glow with an inner light. You step in and you start downwards, and the door closes behind you, and you are left with the glow of the walls as the only light you see. Follow the path as it curves to the left and downward. Always left, always curving downward. It's a brisk angle, but not too steep. And it's big, and soon you have no idea how many times you have turned, how many spirals. As you climb down, walking further and further, lit only by the glow from the walls, as you turn always to the left, always moving downward, downward and to the left. In time, you begin to see a yellow light ahead of you. And then suddenly, the path that you're following opens up into a huge cave. And in this cave, you see a huge vaulted ceiling. The light is coming from a fire beneath a cauldron supported by nine silver chains that disappear into the darkness above. Holding this cauldron over the fire. To the side of the cauldron, you see a throne of stone. The stone is so black, it almost absorbs the firelight. And yet somehow it seems to shine as well, and it seems to pull you toward it. Beside that throne is a stone bench. Next to it is a table. And on that table you see refreshments. And you see two covered plates draped with a white cloth and a black cloth. You're drawn to the throne. And as you approach it, you become aware of a presence coming into the cavern from the other side. This is the Dark Crone. This is the old grandmother, the goddess of the wisdom of rebirth. Had no preconceived notions about how she will appear. Allow her to appear to you tonight as is appropriate for you, now, in this moment. As she approaches, she motions you to sit on the bench next to her. And you sit, and you just sit quietly. And now you tell her that you have come see your truest self. She nods and reaches over and picks up a plate covered with a black cloth, folds it into her lap. She removes the black cloth and holds up a dark mirror. She tells you to look into the dark mirror. See yourself as you truly are. Look deeply. See yourself. All of your frailties. All of your gifts. All of the ugly things and all of the beautiful things. Because you are both. We are all both. Look into the dark mirror and see yourself. Total honest. And when you've seen enough, you look away. And the dark goddess places the mirror back on the plate, covers it again with the dark cloth, places it back on the table. Speak with her for a time about what you have seen. Listen to her messages. Tell her your fears, your doubts. Because she already knows. Be honest with her and with yourself. And now she reaches over and picks up the plate with the white cloth. She lifts the white cloth and holds up a light-colored mirror. And she tells you to look into this mirror and see yourself as you can be. To see your truest potential and the greatness that you were born into this incarnation to achieve. Look at that image. That's what you are here to be. Can you study that for a few moments? She places the light mirror on the plate, covers it again with a white cloth, and sets it to the side. Now speak with the goddess about everything you have seen. Ask her questions about how to get from one image to the other. Ask her guidance. Ask her advice and for her wisdom. And then listen. Listen for what she has to say. Her message may come in symbol, words, or just simply a knowing. However that message comes, listen. The meaning of it may be clear now, or may become more clear with time and meditation. When she is finished with her message for you, she stands, holds you up with her. She gives you a hug and walks you back to the path where you came in. Now start walking up the tunnel. The light of the fire fades behind you as you climb upward and to the right. Upward and to the right, climbing the tunnel. Climbing back toward the surface. Spiraling outward. Always to the right and always up. In time, you see the outline of the door ahead of you. Push it open. And return to the world. Beautiful fall afternoon. And again, see the birds flying and the colors of nature. Follow the path. Back across the bridge to the circle of benches. Surrounding the fountain. Sit for a few moments and think about your message. What did she tell you? What do you have to do? It is now time to come back to this world. You close your eyes. Feel yourself floating again. Floating out of the universe, down through the atmosphere, through through the ceiling, in your room, back to your body. And on the count of three, you will be fully returned to your body. One, you feel yourself getting heavy again. You feel your body move in your shoulders and your arms, and move your neck around. Two, you're feeling gravity now moving in your skin. And three, you are fully returned to your body in your room here and now.
So, now you have looked deep into the mirror. You have looked deep into the well that is your soul. Grandmother Goddess has blessed you with insight. And the God blesses you by standing by your side to help you meet challenges yet to come. You've seen the dark places. You've seen which habits you need to cease or change. People should be removed or limited. The behaviors that need to be modified. You've looked into the light of your soul and seen who you are meant to be. Cleansed, whole, and happier. We are so blessed by our God to have this time from now to the full moon to evaluate and process what we learned this night. The gifts of strength, purpose, and of clarity. When we do the work set forth for us and improve who we are, we please our gods, as proud parents are pleased with their child. Remember to ask your gods for guidance and trust that they rejoice in the progress you make upon your path. You are truly a most precious and beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece of artwork created by the universe, a masterpiece for a unique purpose. Know that you are blessed and cherished. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. Mother of Darkness, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. And help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know that you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great God, King Stag, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. And help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in our journey of self-discovery this evening. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know you are always with us, with love and with respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
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 Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
hail
farewell.
And farewell. Circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right.
Blessed be.
All right. So, as is our usual custom, we're going to take a few moments to break and ground a little bit. And then we will all come back together after the song and have a brief conversation about the ritual this evening. So tonight we're going to hear a song by Garb the Bard called Land of the Ever Young. Stick around and we'll be right back.
Walk the ancient way. Reach
To the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Fowler. This is Power Hour. We're joined tonight. We just concluded our Dark Moon ritual for the quarter, and we're joined tonight by my high priestess, my lady, my love, my partner, Robin.
Hello.
Hey, there she is. And by Shira and Vega, who have been working with us on the rituals.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm back.
Hey. All right, guys. All right, so. I hope everybody got a chance to ground a little bit and clear some of the excess energy. Vega, what was your experience tonight? You had said before that you were kind of looking forward to tonight's ritual and anticipating it. So what kind of experiences did you have tonight?
It was interesting, quite telling in a way. The feeling I had in there was very warm, very accepting, and I had a sense of looking more at my past and bringing things forward. I talked about unfinished business, and there was looking at things that I have done well but have let fall by the wayside, and bring those back into my life and nurture those elements. That's kind of what I took away from it.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. So it was a very positive experience for you.
Yeah, in most part, yeah. There wasn't anything unpleasant. Looking into the mirror, there's a few things that go, yeah, I got to fix that and that and that. But anytime you look in the mirror and, you know, there's that mole. So,
yeah.
Here you go. Just like that. No sugarcoating.
Yeah. Well, that's it. This isn't tonight. It's not about sugarcoating. That is for certain. So, sure. What about you?
Well, the thing that I got out of it was that I can't go forward until I go back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the direction I have to go, because I've pretty much tried to avoid going back because I don't really want to know. But it's sort of like I can't go forward on my journey until I go back. And I don't know if accept is the right word or deal with what's behind me before I can move on. So it's gotta go back so I can go forward.
Okay. All right, interesting. Okay, sounds like both of you are dealing with the past.
Yeah, I found it kind of interesting when Vegas said the same thing. I mean, in the black mirror, I didn't actually see things I needed to fix. I only saw sadness in that mirror, and then the white mirror was. The difference could be could be happiness. So, the two sides.
All right. And Robin, what about your experiences tonight?
Oh, well, she always you know, shows me the thing that I really am trying to not have to look at, and that is the fact that I need to make a plan, stick to it, and have it be concrete and follow through. I'm really good at, like, having an idea or starting something, but oftentimes get sidetracked. So, yeah, it's going back to basics and keeping it simple and following through on the plans that I make.
Okay.
And, you know, like, get to it already.
Which
is pretty common for me. It seems to come up a lot.
Yeah, so not let life get in the way so much.
Yeah, start concentrating on what I need to do for myself rather than helping everybody else out all the time.
Gotcha. Well, very cool. So it sounds like everybody kind of revisited things tonight. Intriguing. I had sometimes when I do the guided meditations, I have a very full and deep experience while I'm there. And sometimes I have almost an observational kind of quality to my experience. And that's interesting, particularly since in the intro, we always say that we are there with you, to be there to support you. And tonight I felt myself more in that observer support. Not looking into the mirrors myself, but to be there with the people that were. Shepherding, I guess, is the feeling I had. So it's interesting when you're the one doing the meditation, guiding it and leading it, sometimes that third party kind of feeling comes into it rather than first person or second person. I'm there as an observer and guide more than a participant. So it'll be very interesting to witness and to be a part of it tonight with you guys. So anything else that anybody wants to bring up? Yeah, we are very near the top of the hour, and it's about time to start closing it up, but I wanted to give you guys a chance to say anything else that you felt like you needed to express tonight.
Did anybody get a gift?
We didn't do a gift tonight.
No, but did anybody get a gift?
No.
No.
I got on the way out, a little clear crystal put in my hand. And I sort of took it as, if you go back, things will become crystal clear.
Cool.
All right. Interesting. All right. Well, my lady, do you have any final thoughts on the evening?
I think it went really well. Always gives me food for thought. I hope everybody out there enjoyed it. I'm always thankful for Vega and Shira joining us. Makes it so pleasant to have people here every time we do ritual. The consistency, just been a real pleasure. I think it's been almost a year now that I've been doing ritual with you guys, and I just really want you to know how much I appreciate it and enjoy your company. And of course, Terry, I love doing ritual with you, and it would be my hope that someday we could all do this together in person, but I know that'd be very difficult since you guys are up in Canada, but someday maybe we can hold out hope.
We just have to get on a plane and fly to the mountain. And you'll...
Yeah.
You can always get on a plane and fly to the coast.
Yeah.
It's
kind of funny. As the ritual started, the rain started to come down. after talking about having our little rain shadow, it just started to pour.
Wow.
Uh-huh. All right, my lady. So how are some of the ways that people can get in touch with us?
Well, they can go out to Facebook, and they can find me at Spiritual Wellness Physical Health Facebook page. They can find me at the radio station's Facebook page, which is Spiritual Unity Radio Network. They can email me. They can also find me at Little Stone Bridge Pathworking Facebook page, or they can email Terry or I at littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
Okay. And the address for the radio station is surn.org@gmail.com. That is surn.org@gmail.com. And you mentioned the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page. For myself, the easiest place to find me is my public figure page, really. That is Rev Terry Power HP. You can go there, like the page, let us know that you're around. On any of these pages, actually, go like them and let us know you're around. And now the Spiritual Wellness Physical Health page that is Robin's shows on Monday night. Don't know if you mentioned that, but there's two pages. There's a group and a community page. So you want to go to the community page and like that one as well. And my personal Facebook page, there's a whole bunch of lucky guys, all with the name Terry Power. And so you got to go and find the one that says something about Copley, Pennsylvania, or the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And then that will be me. And again, my public figure page, where you can follow me on Twitter at RevTerryPowerHP. So I guess that's about it. It was really interesting tonight, being that shepherd and guide, and being there with everybody. I didn't exactly invoke tonight, but I was definitely feeling the shepherding energy tonight. When Robin and I work in person, we very often invoke and actually bring down the God and Goddess into ourselves. And, that is a really interesting experience. But tonight I wasn't in that kind of mode, but I had that energy flowing through me tonight. Very much the shepherd. And it was an interesting evening. So, thank you guys for being a part of it and allowing me to be your guide tonight. I'm always honored that people listen to my voice and take these journeys with me. Thank you all. And thanks, Shira and Vega, just for being a part of this every week or every time we do it. You guys are amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So with that, I want to remind everybody that, as we said at the beginning, particularly what Robin said, the first law is to know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do that unless we're honest with ourselves and look in that dark mirror from time to time and check on our progress. Check out where we are and where we need to go. And then, as with all things, when we ask for guidance, it's important that we sit down, shut up, and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we ask, we will get answers. So, I wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
Good night, and blessed be.
listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.